Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today we're doing some updates and hot takes about what all happened in the year 2023. And it's almost New Year, so let's get started. Y'all remember them balloon drones? What happened to them? What happened to the balloon drones? Because now they saying that there was this tic-tac figure that was flying in the sky and then went in the ocean. And David Grush came out. You remember, we're going to circle around, back around to a lot of that shit. But what happened to the balloon drones? Because they said it was China. And China was like, yeah, that's ours. Can we have it back? And America was like, this is clearly not yours. So, no, you can't have it. So, whatever happened with that? Moscow murders. The Moscow murder. What that boy name? Kobacher? David Cope? Kobert? Something. Kobacher? Whatever. That little boy that's on trial right now, still on trial, for killing all them people. That was a weird-ass fucking case, you guys. That was weird as hell. We still don't have a verdict for that just yet. But that shit happened. Covenant school shooting happened. The Covenant school shooting happened in Nashville, Tennessee earlier this year. And the fallout from that is what got the Justins, Pearson and Jones, kicked out of what is it? Congress? Not Congress. Out of the, they was kicked out of their job for a minute. They were like, yeah, you can't be here because we even though we're talking about dead kids, y'all keep bringing up dead kids. That's why they got kicked out. For no fucking reason. None of this makes any sense. None of this shit makes any fucking sense. Trump got arrested. And that mugshot that he had, Lord have mercy. He knew he was going to use that mugshot to promote his 2024 run. Why didn't he take a better mugshot? Why didn't he take a better picture? He knew he was going to use it. He looked a little crazy. He looked a little crazy in that mugshot. But we still don't know what the fuck finna happen. Trump don't give a fuck. He going to run anyway. So it is what it is. Carly Russell, lying ass. What happened to her? Does she have a job? Did somebody give her a job? Where's she work at? Where's she work at? Is she getting charged with anything? Did she ever get charged with anything? Whatever happened with that? We don't know. It's up in the air. The Alabama brawl. That Alabama brawl was funny as hell. Listen, my Facebook picture is still a picture of a folding chair. Okay? Like, that shit was funny as hell. But it was a good lesson for the entire country. Okay, stop fucking with people before you get fucked with, right? Them folks got fucked with, them folks got touched, all right? Didn't nobody die? Nobody died, okay? But them folks got touched, and guess what? They all learned a lesson. Most of them did anyway. They came out talking about, yeah, I got my ass beat. Shouldn't have done it. Oh, well, my bad, sorry. So, moving on. That was a funny time in history. A not so very funny time in history, in 2023 history, the Maui fires and fires in Lahaina. Y'all remember them weird ass fucking fires that only hit certain houses and only hit a certain section? Y'all remember that? And now, all of a sudden, these multi-billionaires are building bunkers all over Hawaii. All over Hawaii. They're building new houses and they all got underground bunkers and it's all in Hawaii. What they know that we don't know, girl, I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. The writer's strike. That shit lasted for 3 months. What was the outcome? Did they get paid better? Did the people that wrote Secret Invasions, did they get more money? That's what I want to fucking know. The people that wrote that piece of shit fucking She-Hulk, did they get more money. We don't know. We don't know the outcome. We don't know what happened. It just stopped. And they started making movies again. Beyonce's Renaissance Tour. Y'all know I don't give a fuck about that. Y'all know I don't give a fuck about that. Beyonce went on a Renaissance Tour. Boom. Made a whole bunch of money for no reason. Ocean Gate. That was gone for an hour and 45 minutes. $250,000 to go to your grave. A quarter of a mil to go down to your grave. Don't nobody know. Still, we don't know what. We know that it capsized, right? Not capsized. It imploded, right? And it's like the story is, nah, they just dead. But when they pulled the submersible up out the water, it was clean as a whistle. Like they just put it through a power wash or something. Yeah, okay. It came out the water. Shouldn't it have some mud on it or something? Something? Shouldn't it have some fish grease on it or something? Something? That thing came out looking shiny. Brand spanking new. Brand new wreckage is what they pulled up out the water. So what really happened, we really don't know. But I think there's more to that story. Al Pacino, 83 years old. His wife was 29. They had a baby this year. That's their business, I guess. But that's just weird as shit. 83 years old, your wife is 29? Al, what the fuck is you doing, bro? If you're going to get a young buck, get a young one that's already going through menopause, baby. You get a 50-year-old little young thing, okay? That's weird. That's just fucking weird. Oh, I know y'all remember this. All aboard the toxic castle chain. Yo, I don't even know that little white girl name, but that was hilarious, okay? Hilarious. Didn't know anything about this little white girl since she came out with that fucking fiddle or that ukulele singing that silly ass song. Oh yeah, she did some weird ass shit. She was doing some weird ass shit. I remember she was doing some weird ass shit, but I guess she got canceled. I don't fucking know. Twitter turned into X. We don't know why. We don't know why. Elon Musk, who is another billionaire that's building a house with an underground bunker in Hawaii. He bought Twitter last year and then changed the name to X earlier this year. Why? We don't know. We don't know. That man has an obsession with the letter X, SpaceX. His son name is X Upsilon. Like, it's weird. It's a weird thing. Back to the UFO shit. David Grush still side talking, not really giving this shit. But do you remember when David Grush came out and was saying all of that shit? That was right after. Was it right before? It was right after. Right after that family in Las Vegas called the cops and was like, "There's aliens in the backyard." And the cops was like, "You mean like really tall people's trespassing? No, nigga, it's an alien. Come get it now." That's what they were saying. "Come get this fucking alien up on my backyard. It's in the backyard." Cops came out. Media came out. The cops went and put a camera on the top of their house. Cops went and put a camera on the top of their house and then said, don't ask us no questions. It's not for you to know." That the Las Vegas police, they know something. They know something. They know something, okay? And now they're saying that little spaceship was flying in the air and then disappeared in the water. And then we didn't hear nothing about it. And we still hadn't heard nothing about the Las Vegas family. Las Vegas family said that they want to stop talking about it, that they just want to move on. How? Who got to y'all? That's what I want to know. Lil Tay died and then got resurrected like Jesus Christ. All right? And then it's just as soon as everybody started wondering what the fuck was going on, the little bitch put out a fucking album. It was all a money grab. All along. All along. George Santos. That weird ass nigga from Florida who was backing that Don't Say Gay bill. And then it turned out that he was in all kinds of drag shows. All kinds of drag shows. Lies said that his parents were in survived the Holocaust or died in the Holocaust. He said, or grandparents, said something about his grandparents in the Holocaust. And that man ain't a lick of Jewish. Ain't a lick of Jew in that man. Lying. Lying. Recently, there was a Senate staffer that got caught with a sex tape. They was having sex. It was homosexual sex in one of the hearing rooms. Oh, we heard him. We heard him loud and clear, guys. Heard him loud and clear. They got fired. They trying to figure out who the other person was. And they saying it. It was some big name person. I'm not finna say it. Because listen, I am too broke to be sued, okay? But they saying, they talking. Y'all Google it. Google it. Let's go talk about a little bit of the bigger stories here. So Simone Biles, recently her husband did an interview. And in the interview, he said something about, hold up, y'all. I got what he said. First, he said that he didn't know who Simone Biles was. I'm not going to put that in there because it's kind of long. But he was talking about how he was on Tinder, swiped, saw a match with her. Ooh, gymnast. That's what got him to match with her, right? And then he looked her up, or she looked him up. He went to the bathroom, came back to his phone, had a couple of likes on Instagram or whatever. He looked, checks out her Instagram and was like, oh, she got followers and shit. I don't know who she is. Acting like he don't know who the fuck Simone Biles is, right? And talking about how he the prize or whatever. I'm going to play what he said and I'm going to come back.
How in the hell did you pull Simone Biles?
Really, how she pull me, man? That's the question.
Oh, Lord.
All right, y'all. So my thing is this. He was just trying to save face, right? He wanted to feel like he was somebody too. So that's why he was like, I don't know who this girl is. And he said, and oh, I think I'm the cat. If she lucky to have me. He just trying to save a little bit of the most tiniest molecule of dignity that this boy got left. But let me ask you something. If he really felt like if you really think that he really feels like he's surprised, let me ask you something. Why is it nobody know his fucking name? Answer me that. Riddle me that. We're all calling him Simone Biles' husband. We don't know the boy's name. Okay. So I don't think it's really that big of a fucking deal. And besides, that's their relationship. I've always found it weird how people like, and I get it, you put your relationship on in a public sphere, then you leave yourself and your relationship open to criticism. Okay, I get that. I understand. However, they're not responding to it. Hopefully they don't respond to it. And just keep that shit pushing. You know what I mean? Because it seems like they're happy. So just let black folks be happy. Just let black folks be happy. John DeMages. We just did an episode about John DeMages. Listen. Okay. Yes. What he said to that girl, Grace, was some wild as shit. But this conversation needs a little bit of time to break down and discuss, okay? There's nuance to this shit, right? So when I came out with the last episode, I did not hear the full audio, okay? Y'all want to hear the audio? This is what he said. I'm gonna play for you what he said. This is what he said.
What are you doing right now? Period. This is that. Period. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Do you really know this? Do you really?
Yes.
Then how dare you come home drunk and disturb the peace of our house when we have a plan?
I would like to
get to the point where your friends know what job I'm on and go, I think Grace is going to be out of commission. You know what I mean?
No,
you understand that? Because that team, that unit, right, Grace has to be in a certain mindset to support Coretta Scott King. You know who that is? That's Martin Luther King's wife. Michelle Obama. Barack Obama's wife.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't have gone out. I'm sorry.
Let me just lay it out for you, right? I'm just going to say this. My temper, my shit, my trauma, all that said, right? And I'm gonna say, I'm a great man. A great man. I am doing great things, not just for me, but for my culture and for the world. That is actually the position I'm in. That's real. I'm not being a dick about it. I didn't ask for it. I've worked, and that's the situation. The woman that supports me, that I support, that we're... needs to be a great woman and make sacrifices the way that man is making for her and for them, ultimately. Last night, two nights ago, you did not do that.
I'm sorry.
Which took away from the plan. And the plan is everything. If it was just you in the house drunk, maybe I could have swallowed it.
This feels abusive to me. I don't know.
Okay, you see that he didn't outright say, I need you to be more like Michelle Obama. I need you to be more like Coretta Scott King. Okay, he didn't say that. He was giving examples, and then he was like, I'm a great man. And if I'm going to be a great man, I'm going to need a great woman to stand beside me. Like, I can't have you outside doing a bunch of ratchet shit. Okay. Now, let's talk about why did he bring those two examples out for not just the white woman. You guys have to understand, this is a non-American white woman, all right? There is a big difference. There is a big difference. There's a reason why he had to ask her if she knew who Coretta Scott King was. A white woman from America knows who Coretta Scott King is. Okay, the reason why he picked these two women, these two strong women, is because if you really sit down and think about it, what non-black woman do you know has held it down like a Coretta Scott King? What non-white woman do you know, or non-black woman do you know, has held it down like a Michelle Obama? Michelle Obama had a booming law business, law career. She was the breadwinner for years. And then when it was her time to take a step back and play first lady and take that giant pay cut and not really be in the spotlight like that, stand in the back, let your man shine. Who's doing that? Especially in this day and age. Who's doing that? Okay. So maybe he culturally doesn't have any other examples to point out. That's something that you would really have to stop and think about. Some could argue Jill Biden. Okay. Some could argue Nancy Reagan. Okay. Some could argue Hillary the Clintons. Okay. But they all look real dumb. They all look real silly. Okay, and if they are holding it down, it's on things that we don't know nothing about. We know about Coretta Scott King because when the FBI came to her and said, "We are going to tell the entire world about your husband's affairs," what did she say? She said, "Release the tapes because this movement is bigger than my marriage. Release it. Don't give a damn. Do what you got to do. This is bigger than my marriage. Do it. And we're going to keep on marching." Okay? She didn't look stupid. She said, "This movement is bigger than my marriage." Who else finna be down like that? Okay. So that's why he gave those examples. And yeah, it sounded wild as fuck when you take it out of context. But you have to understand, what other examples is he gonna tell a British woman? What is he going to do? Tell her to act more like the queen? The queen is dead. She died. She dead. She dead. Act more like the queen? Why? For what? What did she do? What did she do other than be born into some shit that she didn't have no control over? What did she do other than be born into some shit and have her parents die? What did she do? What was it? So, okay. He was not wrong in what he did as far as running away from a bitch. Okay, have y'all seen the video footage? Have you seen the video footage? We're not even going to talk about the fact that New York has enough cameras to catch these people in every step that they made from the time of the allegation until they both went on about their fucking merry ways. There's a lot of cameras in New York. They got you. Y'all sitting up here worried about, "Oh, I don't want to get that app because it has facial recognition." They got your face. They got it. They got it. They have it already. They have it. But okay, so everybody's like, "Well, what is it that he was supposed to have done? He ran away from the girl. What is it you were supposed to do?" That's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to run. If a woman puts her hands on you, just fucking run. Just fucking run. He picked her up, tried to put her in the car so that way he could get a head start. See, and he needed that fucking head start. Do you see how much she was keeping up with him? And that's y'all's motherfucking problem. You're taking your toxic ass girlfriends to the fucking gym with you. Why? So they can keep up with your stamina? That's stupid. So that way they can keep up with you when you try to run away from them? That's dumb as hell. Quit taking your toxic ass girlfriend to the fucking gym with you. Shit. Give her an extra ham and cheese sandwich so it could slow her down. Just one a day. Just one a day. Just one a day. Clog up them arteries just a little bit, okay? And then you go to the gym so that way you know that you're in shape enough to run the fuck away if you have to. You know your bitch is toxic. Why are you taking her to the gym with you? It's stupid. It's dumb. It's dumb. But we're all wondering, what is the lesson here? Because he did everything that he was supposed to do and he still got charged with some bogus ass charges. I don't know if y'all know how I feel about the motherfucking shit, but I'm about to tell you how I feel about it. It was bogus. Bogus. So what are you supposed to do in this type of situation? Because the answer cannot be just stop dating white women. You can't say that. You can't say that. The fuck kind of sense does that make? You can't just say, just stop dating white women altogether. That doesn't even make any fucking sense. Okay? Jonathan did everything that he was supposed to fucking do, but still got charged. So what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Stand with him as far as, you know, his appeal goes? I don't fucking know. And that's another thing, too. Everybody's asking, well, if he appeals, then maybe Marvel will take him back. Does he need to go back to Marvel? Does he need to go back to that sinking fucking ship? He said, I am a great man and doing great things for my culture and the world. And at that point in time, he was correct. I don't care how brazen that might sound to you guys. I don't care how conceited that might sound to you guys. But it's the fucking truth. Honestly, he was on that trajectory. Yes, the fuck he was. People sitting there talking about, oh, all he did was Creed and Ant-Man. That's it. No. No. He didn't just do Creed and Ant-Man. And to be honest with you, Ant-Man was a shit movie, but it wasn't because of John the Majors. Okay? It was not because of him. He was the only thing that made that movie bearable to watch. And he's done more than just Ant-Man and Creed 3. Lovecraft Country. There's this independent film that he had shot. It's already done filming and everything. It was finished before all of this shit had happened. But they're supposed to be releasing it. I think it's Sundance. But now they're saying they're not going to release the movie. But they were talking about this movie was going to win him the EGOT. The EGOT! Emmy. Grammy. Tony. Oscar. It was going to win him all of the things. But it's not going to get released because of all of this drama. So, black men, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. The answer is not stop dating white women. Date who the fuck you want to date. Okay? You cannot help who you fall in love with. All right? Date whoever the fuck you want to date. I don't care. But the thing about it is, just stop taking your bitch to the gym with you. I think that's the lesson. Don't take her to the gym with you. You can get her a gym membership. Just don't take her to the gym with you. Go right after work or right before work. Ooh, I ain't got the time. Go during your lunch break. I don't have the time. You can't come with me. I'm so sorry. I hope things clear up for Jonathan Majors. As a matter of fact, what I really hope is that he gives a call to James Gunn, because James Gunn got done dirty by Marvel too. And maybe they can collab and do a little something for DC. Yes, I know. James Gunn is back in Marvel's good graces. I understand that. But still, they can get together and do some male shit. So I hope the best for John the Majors. I really do. But I don't know. I guess that's just a hot take, I guess. Another hot take. There will never, ever, 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 ever be any justice for black women ever. Never. There just won't. There just won't be. Why is she saying that? Y'all want to know why I'm saying that? I have been involved with plenty of groups that have made lots of different connections and contacts with plenty of government agencies. I can't say too awful much. And I'm not going to say too awful much, because really and truly it ain't nobody's business, to be honest with you. It happened. People are out there trying to get justice for certain things, and it's just not fucking happening, okay? I've written letters, I've made phone calls, I've done as much as I could possibly do. But they don't want to go and arrest Shanquilla Robinson's murderers. They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. So there will never, ever, 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 an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. Okay? This girl still cannot fucking rest because what these so-called friends done did to her. There's never going to be any justice. Ever. And if you really want to make the comparison, is it black women or black people in general? Because you look at Shanquilla Robinson's story and you look at John the Major's story, and it's like, do they just not like us? Do they just not like us? Because ain't no justice getting done for nobody nowhere. Ooh, except for Cassie. Cassie got all that money, y'all. Listen, I'm not finna talk nothing about Diddy because lawsuits are already starting to happen. And once again, I am too broke to be getting sued. So, we're not finna touch that. What we can touch, however, this is gonna be one of the last things, all right? TD Jakes! Everybody talking about TD Jakes, the bishop, TD Jakes. And they talking that nasty stuff about him. Y'all are saying some real disgusting shit. And guess what? Y'all going to hell for it. I don't even believe in hell. But guess what? You're going to fucking hell for this shit. Talking about how he's a... Y'all said, listen, for those that don't know, that's living under a rock. Y'all said that the man was a power bottom at Diddy's parties because he hangs out with Diddy. Let me ask y'all something. Do y'all know what a power bottom is? Because people are just saying shit just to be saying shit. And it's like, you can't put that on that man. First of all, he's a man of God. He's a man of the cloth. Okay? You're going to hell either way. Because there's no proof. It's only allegations that y'all are sitting here putting that on that man. All right. A power bottom is not for an elderly man. Okay. An elderly man cannot be a power bottom. I'm not going to get too graphic into it, but y'all need to know. You guys need to be aware. Why can't an older man be a power bottom? Because, baby, a power bottom, not just a bottom, a power bottom, and they're calling them a power bottom. A power bottom is someone that is a catcher, and he catches big bats, big bats, big baseball bats in the butt. Okay, so you can't be too old, all right? And he's elderly. Okay, he has a hard enough time standing in that pulpit preaching for hours on end. Like, when is he going to have the time to be a power bottom? He would have lost all of his bowels a couple of times if he was a power bottom. Anybody saying anything about him wearing a diaper? Did anybody say anything about him wearing a diaper? Even still, oh, I can't believe I'm finna say this on this fucking show. Turn it down, fast forward it the next 10, 15 seconds or something, because this is about to get real nasty. Do y'all know what a prolapse is? Google it, because I'm not finna describe it. Google it. That is what power bottoms get. You ever heard of a pink sock? Yeah. That's what power bottoms get. The bishop cannot be sitting there preaching for hours on end with a pink sock. It's no way. There's no way. That is a medical emergency. There is no way. There is no way that that elderly man is a power bottom. Y'all just be saying shit just to say shit. And then when you get to hell and they sit there and they go, oh, okay, here goes your bedroom in hell. And you gonna be like, well, wait a minute. Why am I in hell? What did I do? And then the devil gonna look you in your eye and say, you called the bishop a power bottom. You swore up and down that that man was a power bottom. And he wasn't. Because he's not. And y'all going to hell for saying it. Now, did he do some questionable things? Girl, I don't know. Baby, I don't know. I don't know. Every stereotype, rumor has some bit of truth to it. So where y'all get that from? He may not be a power bottom, but he may have done some something strange. And the reason why I say that is this. I listened to his sermon on Christmas Day. I listened to it. There was some stuff taken out of that sermon. Quite a few things taken out of that sermon. I'm not finna play it. Because there are people that do have what was in the original sermon. I'm not fixing to play it because he did take it out. And he's already starting to sue people. He's already starting to sue people. T.D. Jakes is already... Storm Monroe? Ooh, Storm Monroe's going straight the fuck to hell. I don't give a shit. Storm Monroe... I don't even listen to Storm no more like that. But because it's messy. Messy as hell. And it's so gross. It's so gross. And I don't care. I'm going to say it. I think Storm is a little closeted. But whatever. Anyways... People are calling him a power bottom because he might have actually done something. And what did he say that was in his sermon that he took out? He said, even if I did do it, all I got to do is get on my knees and pray to God and ask for forgiveness. And he was going on and on and on about forgiveness. Why would you mention that? Why would you say that, sir? Why would you say that? I'm not going to play it because it was taken out. And whatever is circulating the internet right now, I don't know if that's real or if that's AI. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. But I heard the original sermon. And I remember thinking, that's weird that you would just randomly say that. Because he started off saying... Why would I address a lie when I could use the sacred pulpit to preach the truth? And then he preach. And then he circled back around to it. Why are you still talking about it? I thought we was done talking about it. He mentioned it a couple of times. And it's like you're addressing the lie now. At this point, you're addressing the lie. So which is it? What are you doing? Why would you say, why are you preaching about forgiveness? Why? Why would you say, if you did do it, what is you, OJ now? If you did do it, all you have to do is just pray and ask for forgiveness? Wow. So what message is that teaching your parishioners? That, you know, I get it. I understand with Christianity, yes, all you do have to do is ask for forgiveness, but shouldn't you not do the bad thing in the first place? Because I think that leaves the door open for a lot of people to be like, well, shit, I could just wild the fuck out and then just ask for forgiveness at the end. And that's not the point. The point is supposed to be to live your life as righteously as possible. Am I wrong? Christians, reach out to me. Am I wrong or am I wrong? Which one? Am I wrong? Or am I right? Who knows? All I know is that it seems sketchy as hell. And 2024 is going to bring about some shit. Now, once again, he's suing people. He's sending out cease and desist letters. He's sending out, all kinds of shit. No, I don't want them problems. T.D. Jakes got a lot of money. I don't want them fucking problems. All I know is that y'all were putting that nasty shit on that man. Either way it goes, whatever. But y'all put that nasty on him. And you're going to hell for that. Last thing that I'm going to talk about, and then we're going to hop off of here. Ukraine! No, I'm not going to talk about Israel-Palestine. You already know how I feel about Israel-Palestine. Ukraine. We keep giving money to these niggas. Why? Why? This is how Donald Trump going to win, y'all. This is exactly how Donald... For all of you that do not want Donald Trump to win, this is exactly how he is going to win. He's going to come up there and he's going to say, America first, damn it. And guess what? I'll be the first one to be like, you know what? You know what? Because imagine what this country would look like if we had turned those billions and billions of dollars into aid money for our own people. Imagine what this country would look like. Imagine what this country would look like if you just put that money towards the roads. The roads. Just the roads. Imagine what this country would look like if you'd have taken that fucking money and reallocated that to teachers. This whole country going to hell in a handbasket. And I ain't even Christian. And that's exactly where the fuck it's all going. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Listen, y'all. 2024, right around the fucking corner. All I got to say is, do fucking better. And I'll see you next year. Bye.